Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
All righty, we've got him. He came out smoking out of the gate, debuted on the show last week, went 4-1, gave you not only two winners, two double-digit underdogs who won outright against the money line, the Raging Cajuns in Louisiana at Iowa State, Georgia Tech won at Florida State, online, ParamountSports.com, on Twitter, it's at Paramount Sports. Lee Sterling, how are things in your world?
Sounds like better than yours.
Yeah, there was a little technical glitch, and okay. As I'm now my own producer, I had to figure it out. I thought maybe
you were, you know, reffing a Pac-12 intramural football game.
I haven't gotten that desperate yet. I'm using the word yet.
So, what's your sense? When do you think that does Pac-12? Do the Pac-12? End up playing, and if they do, when do you think they'd start?
I would be surprised if they played any earlier than the middle of November, because there's been some pushback between the wildfires and the virus, and mm-hmm. coaches are like, we're not just throwing this together. This is football. One of them, an anonymous coach, said, it's not effing ping pong. So, I said, okay. I think okay. if all the safety protocols are in place, they will try. But for those who think they're going to match the Big Ten and start in late October, I just don't buy that. It's almost September 20th now.
Well, they're going to have to, if they want to join the playoffs,
right?
You know, have a chance. They're going to have to start at that point. If not, you know, they can have a championship with the Mountain West Conference.
Yeah, I guess so. you know, I mentioned that that Florida State loss. And, you know, since they won the Orange Bowl after the 2016 season, I actually looked up. They've been 18-21. That's right. Your home state. What's the level of misery among Noel fans?
Well, I mean, just not recruiting like they had in the past. They since Jimbo Fisher left, and then the coaching change to Willie Taggart, that was a disaster, and Mike Norvell's not getting off on the right foot. I mean, he has a chance to nab pretty darn good quarterback in Jeff Sims, and he decided that wasn't his guy. Well, he goes to Georgia Tech and beats him in his first game as a true freshman. So I think Jeff Sims right now could start and be better than any quarterback he has on the roster. So Florida State's going to have to rebound and have a winning record, or else Florida and Miami are just going to pass them by.
So let's get to the action. We mentioned the rambling wreck off that big win at Doak Campbell. Now they host one of the better non-majors with Central Florida. You mentioned Jeff Sims, who could put up a lot of points. UCF laying 7. Josh Heupel now running the show for the Oklahoma Natty winner. So who are you liking in this one?
So in this game, I think the right side is UCF. Now, Georgia Tech, there may not be much difference as far as the players are concerned, and Georgia Tech has a game under their belt, but the problem for Georgia Tech is the style of play. And Central Florida, they seem to come out of the gate the first 4 or 5 games every year like a house on fire. I think their pace of play is really tough for teams that are not used to it, and I mean, they'll snap the ball in every 6-7 seconds. So really impressed with what they do. I love their quarterback. And, you know, more plays means more scoring. I like Central Florida here, 41-28.
All righty. The marquee matchup on the board is in the ACC. You got the U taking on Louisville. Canes ran it well with that Cameron Harris dude who had 135 and a couple of TDs. Louisville took down Western Kentucky. Their quarterback had a big day, 350 yards, 3 scores, Malik Cunningham. Canes, a small 2-point road dog. What gives here?
Well, both teams didn't show anything in the opening week. I mean, they held it back and didn't need it against UAB and Western Kentucky. This is a big game for Louisville. I think this is their circle game. The game last year against Miami, it was the worst game in Miami's best. Miami hung 52 points on them. Quarterback Williams, who's now at a community college in Kansas, not even playing football this fall. They, I mean, everything went right. I mean, six touchdowns, I think three or four of them were breaks in coverage by Louisville. So I think they've shored up that area of their game. But Cunningham went out in the game last year, and Miami four real weaknesses last year coming into this season. I think they shored up two of them. I think they finally found their quarterback here, and King, Derek King from Houston, the grad transfer, and I think he's maybe the best quarterback since Ken Dorsey at Miami. Tells you how bad it's been at Miami of late, and finally found a kicker. I mean, they lost three games last year to missed extra points and short field goals of less than 30 yards, but they still have real problems at the offensive line positions. There's no guys on the offensive line that can really play at the next level. And the cornerback spot, they've only got five healthy cornerbacks. Another two guys decided to transfer out and put themselves in the portal. And two of those five guys are true freshmen. So Tutu Atwell, who's from Miami and wanted to play at Miami, but Miami made the decision to go with Jeff Thomas. That didn't work out real well. Tutu Atwell, outside of Derek King's, the best player on the field. And I like Scott Satterfield, one of the best young coaches. 17-8-1 against the spread since the start of 2018. And a barn burner. I like Louisville, 45-38.
All righty. Moving to the NFL, we continue with Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. A couple of teams looking to bounce back. The Cowboys came up light Sunday night. Some suspect play calling in the Mike McCarthy debut. They lose to the Rams. Falcon defense off a rough start, getting torched by the Seahawks. And by the way, a game you gave us the winner last week. Dallas laying four at Jerry's World. What's your play here?
So, when I look at this game, here's the problem for Atlanta. They just keep getting off to just absolutely horrific starts. You fall behind by 10 to 14 points consistently, and you don't have a defense. You're not going to be able to make many stops once you get behind like that. It makes it tough. The offense has got to score almost every time down the field. And playing against Dallas, Dallas was not able to use their offense to the maximum. Once they fell behind, they had to pass more. They get the lead. They're just going to start pounding that ball with Ezekiel Elliott. And I just think that Atlanta just did not do a good enough job in the offseason shoring up their defense. Give me Dallas here, 34-24.
All righty. We've got NFL football officially in Sin City. After an exciting season-opening win at Carolina, the Raiders drive the length of the field, get a third TD run from Josh Jacobs. They host New Orleans, who got the best of the Old Man Quarterback Bowl, dueling Tom Brady was Drew Brees. Well, he wasn't really great, but their defense actually played pretty well. Saints a solid six-point road chalk. How do you see this one playing out?
Without their star receiver, Thomas, I think it's a big come down from him to the next guy. So the problem here is this is they usually get up for these division games and these conference games. This is not a must win game for them, and I just think that the Raiders are improved. You know, with Carr, you look at his first game. Whenever he has a good first game, he usually that means he's going to have a good season. And now they added Ruggs. Receiver, he can take the top off the defense. The offensive line did not allow a sack in the opening weekend, and I think the Raiders are ripe to pull the upset. I think they're going to do it here, 31-30 over New Orleans.
All righty. Yeah. Lastly, probably the best game on the board, as the Hoodie takes his new-look Patriots here to the Great Northwest, taking on Seattle, who outgunned Atlanta. Their new pickup, Jamal Adams, who they swiped from the Jets, had a crazy debut, 12 tackles, a sack. Cam Newton, you know, looked pretty good doing his dual threat thing. Yep. Hawks laying four at home. What's this one look like?
Well, I think it helps Seattle that they got to see New England's offense the first week. So Miami had no idea what to expect. And New England came out and was doing the RPO with Cam Newton. He ran the ball 15 times for 75 yards. So that will help Seattle. And we've been saying it for years, almost anyone that follows Seattle. You know, here's a team that, you know, they were using that run to set up the pass. And I never thought that they were utilizing Russell Wilson to his best capabilities. So now they're finally, and they admitted they were making a mistake. They're going to use that pass to set up the run. And New England always seems to have trouble against mobile quarterbacks. So I like Seattle here. I think they win this game. New England is going to try to slow down the tempo. They want less possessions. They feel if they can run the football, they can stay in the game. But I think Seattle's just too much here. I think they win this game and cover 27-17.
All righty. And lastly, as I always say, we talk the big matchups, the regional or local feel. But when the bell sounds game day, Paramount Sports, all about finding matchup edges, picking winners. Loft, like I said, off to a great start here on the show. And with your service, the game of the week is at MetLife. Niners and Jets looking to avoid going 0-2. So, Lee, let the folks know how they can get that game and all you've got to offer.
So I've got a real strong opinion on the 49ers and Jets. If they want to get that game, and we've been just having an incredible basketball playoffs, they want to get the game for tonight between the Lakers and Denver, first game of the Western Conference Finals. I'll give them that game for free. So both games are on me. Love to just hand them two winners. I know if I hand them some winners, they're going to be happy with that and want to come aboard. So you want to get those two winners, just call right now. Toll free, 800-400-9741. We had a winning week. The first week we went 2-1. Last week 7-5. Already 1-0 on the week. This week with the Cleveland Cincinnati over last night, and my first 40-50 unit play goes tomorrow. And we're over 75% documented on these plays over the last decade. So you want to hop on board? Now's the time. 2 weeks, just $297. ParamountSports.com or call 800-400-9741.
All right, Lee, thanks for hanging in through the technical glitches. Have a great weekend. Be well, and we'll catch up next Friday.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great weekend and stay safe.
All right, take it easy.